Okay, sorry to be a little late. Tomorrow we'll try to start, I guess, the... I can't keep stealing the Mondays, right? It's not right. So we'll try to do maybe something in Hilchos Tshuva tomorrow, or either a Rambam Hilchos Tshuva or one of the other. Maybe we'll do some Rabbi Yonah. We'll see. Something on Hilchos Tshuva tomorrow and get back to the regular schedule. I'm just not sure about the timing tomorrow, so maybe I'll be in touch with Shul. Let's leave it for now at regular time. So regular time is, I think, that we daven Minchat quarter to two, right? And then 2 to 3. If for some reason I have to make things earlier, so we'll just, there's something going on, I may have to make it earlier, so then we'll just let everybody know. And either way, I'll try to get in some meetings tomorrow morning also, which we started and had a couple of days of, but I wasn't able to do so much on Thursday or today or at all. So we'll pick up with that. I wanted to get through the the preliminary ones, and then, you know, again, anybody else also who wants to meet, we'll be able to do that on a regular basis. Okay, so the last thing we were discussing, and I'll try to give you more marmakomos for after this topic, but we still have a little while to go in this topic of Kadesh on Pilagish. But let's start with, we already started with Shitas HaRambam, and we spent a lot of time anyways trying to analyze Rambam's Shita and to try to demonstrate that this is consistent with it. There are so many pieces of it that hopefully they really reinforce each other. If they didn't reinforce each other, it would be a little bit problematic. So what we've seen so far is that the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Ishas Halacha Dalid, it's almost like a repeat of Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. That's number one. That's a literary point. The Kodah Matan Torah, Ma'idam, Pogiyah Shuk, and so on. I think it's meant that when you read one, that you're, you know, hearing also the other, the Mishnah, the Torah, and so on. Number two is what we've already seen, which we're going to get back to in just a second, and that is the reference to Kadesha in Perek Gimel, when the Rambam speaks about Shiduchin and the Bashuk, and he calls them both, Hergel's Nus, and he compares them to Kadesha. Again, very shocking, because that's way beyond, as I say, the Gemara speaks about Pritzusa in the case of Kiddushe Bia, or maybe Bia Vlo Shiduchin. The Rambam has expanded that significantly. The use of the term Znus and Kadesha obviously is a very powerful thing, and if we understand the Rambam's general view about what the use of Znus and the use of Kadesha, obviously that can only help, and that's kind of what we are trying to do. I already mentioned that the Rambam also speaks about Znus later on in Perek, Yud and Yud Beis in the Hilchos Ishas, when he talks about a poches. It's basically the language of the Mishnah, but the fact that the Rambam uses this language, given the fact that he doesn't exactly paskin like Rabbi Meir completely, but the Rambam says a poches mibsula masayim amyal mana mana, that's, you know, ki'ilu boel bilas nus. The Rambam, uses that phrase also. And the way he understands it is very important. So there are certain connections here which already point to the prominence of znus. Again, there's znus within marriage, which is another way of saying, even though you're formally married, but you're behaving as if you aren't, basically. And there's znus generally. So this is all very telling in terms of the Rambam. Then, in addition to that, and this, of course, connects, is the Rambam's formulation that seems to be, nitan to be interpreted in two ways. L'shem znus v'lo kiddushin, which, as we noted, some mefarshim emphasize the l'shem znus. Then what does it mean below kiddushin if it's l'shem znus? The answer is because they're, even then the Rambam would be consistent, because sometimes we find, derech znus or hergel znus within kiddushin. So here he's saying l'shem znus, below Kiddushin. But if we take the view that the Rambam means more than that, that what he means is that any time it's below Kiddushin, pretty much, we'll see if maybe an exception, then it's automatically L'shem Znus. So that's just a very strong and powerful statement. And again, also relates to the question of Lefikach, which we talked about as well. It seems repetitious, but if what the Rambam's saying here is you know, there's a cause and effect, but not the way you might think, but that kind of what we're trying to sell is that the obligation of Kiddushin, Kodem Nisuin, is one which, if you ignore, is Derek's Nuts, and that's what Kadesha, you know, really is all about. So that's what the Lefikach is, in a very real way. And we should also add that, in a way, the Rambam may be addressing something else, and that is, should you get Malkus in the case of Kadesha? Right? On the one hand, there is a Maisabia, right? On the other hand, really, you know, what we're suggesting is that it's the absence of Kiddushin, right, which is responsible for this status and for this Iser. So maybe partly what the Rambam is also adding when he says the words Lefikach is to explain, in addition to say, oh, you know, now you really get it, you'll see why this is what I think about Kadesha and what it is. Maybe he's also trying to justify the Malkus. In other words, one could have thought that maybe this is a kind of a Lav Shem B'Malkus, right? Because it's really ignoring Kiddushin that's the problem. But what he's trying to say is that the ignoring of Kiddushin here is a slap in the face. It's like a statement, it's a proclamation, kind of, hi, rejecting. I keep doing that, but different people keep popping up, you know, joyously but unexpectedly. So, welcome. In addition to being, it's not the absence of Kiddushin, you know, therefore the lack of a matir, because maybe then, you know, this would be a kind of at least a conceptual, you know, lav shem b'maisa, if you will. But I think what the Rambam is really trying to describe is that this is really, you know, a slap in the face. This is a rejection. Kadesha is a is an active way of undercutting the institution of marriage, right? And as such, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. And some of the Achronim has to point out two things that are also just very consistent with all of this. I don't want to pile it on, but I think each little nuance here, you know, builds the case and also just adds a certain level of appreciation for the Rambam's comprehensiveness and his, you know, subtlety. So there are two interesting things. I believe, is it the Kesem Mishnah? Oh, Alataru makes which point? Why is the din of Kadesha? Yeah, Joey? You finish the sentence. Why is the din of Kadesha? That's pretty open. Eitan? Why is the din of Kadesha? I think, is it Kesem Mishnah who asks? Well, this is a hard one. I'm not, it's not like, what does the Rambam say? Like, you have to...
Limited to...
No. We'll get to that in a second. That's also a good question. Okay, good. Why is the din of Kadesha? You can tell from the inflection. Anybody? Isaac? Shua? Yonatan?
Not inflection.
What?
The inflection that you just gave me, I have to.
Yeah. Yakir? Why is the din of Kadesha dealt with in Hilchos Ishus and not in Hilchos Isurabia? Who asked that? Is it the Kesem Mishnah? Alatar? Aleph Dalid? Right, I don't have to say and the Nosei Kalim, right? That, like, that's a... Is it the Kesem Mishnah? Why is it in Hilchos Ishus, not in Hilchos Isurabia?
Oh, that's the Magid Mishnah.
Oh, the Magid Mishnah, okay. Go ahead, read it, if you don't mind. It's his uncle, the Magid. Or no, it wasn't really related. They just had this, they shared the same family name, you know, Mishnah. But. Is it there? Or did I make it up? Oh wow! Okay, I didn't, and this is not through my intervention either. I have to admit that I got too busy and I forgot all about it. So you, it just happened, or you did something?
They fixed it.
Well, okay. There's hope. Okay. Masrabenu. What?
It's
Right.
But that's not me, Yakir.
Tzadikim malachtam nasas idecher,
right?
So, okay. 1 second. Kvar rabu adeos, fine. Am I making this up or this... where is it? Jonathan, go ahead.
It's good.
Two things. First of all, there's a question here. What about Akum, right? Okay, fine. So there are two things here. Number one, what about Akum? It's clear that Akum doesn't have an Isur Kadesha, right? And that's Tamua, right? Even if anything outside of Ishus doesn't have is a Kadesha, then what about Ovid Kochavim? But it's clear that it's not so. And how could it be that, you know, a worse offense, right, is a lesser problem? And his answer to that is, yeah, there's a kasu. Okay. Go ahead. Butrachti liptov zem ipnesha ra'isi. 1 second. Okay. Rabbi the Ramach, shehevi midiv rabbeinu sh'afo vodas kochavim b'klal lav zem, hikshalav.
This point about Ovid Kochavim we're going to get to in just a second. That was worthwhile in its own right. Who's the one? Which of the
implies it?
The who?
It's implied. The question is implied in the Kesem Mishnah.
And the Kesem Mishnah. I was right about the Kesem.
Yeah,
go ahead.
He said Hiktim Zekdei Litin Tam. This is Tam Lama Menagim.
Yeah, that's what I want. Oh, okay, because he didn't say Vim Tomar Vyeh Shlomar. Okay, read it, go ahead.
He says,
wow. So, basically, okay, two things. So the Magid Mishnah, okay, is raising the interesting Ha'ara. What are you going to say about a non-Jew? Why isn't a non-Jew also a violation of Kadesha, and why isn't there Malkus? Correct? We're not talking about Los Ischati. That might be the answer, but... and his basic answer is, it's Xeris HaKasuv. Right? If we can find a rational answer, then we'd prefer not to say it's Xeris HaKasuv. Right? Everybody agree? Sometimes not everybody agrees about that, but I just recently came up. What's that?
What was the question?
The Magid Mishnah said, "Why is a non-Jew, if you have a physical relationship with a non-Jew, according to the Rambam, why isn't that a violation of Kadesha? Kol Shekain, it's even worse, right? That's his question. His answer is it's Xeris HaKasuv. So recently I came across the." You know, this is like an interesting methodological question, but not for now. But just so happens, coincidentally, I came across the Sam Sofer in his Parish Al HaTorah and Parsha Shoftim, I think, who says, they say it's Xeris HaKasuv, but if you can explain it, you're not going to say it's Xeris HaKasuv, right? Okay, so that seems obvious, but not all learners think that that's obvious. Anyway, Sam Sofer agrees. That's an important question in the Magid Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is asking a slightly different question. Namely, again, read the line.
Hiktim Zeb, this is here specifically.
Hiktim Zeb, which is his way of saying, translate it, Bim Tomar. Why is the Rambam speaking about Kadesha and Hilchos Ishus he should really put it in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Okay, V'yesh Lomar. Paragimel. Yeah, so exactly. So is that a great answer? The answer is it's a half great answer, right? Meaning the reason the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam deals with Kadesha here is because he is anticipating what he's going to write about Bashuk and B'li Shiduchim, which, as we already noted, he invokes Kadesha. Okay, I mean, he couldn't do that without, and also that's in Perek Gimel. More likely, this is in Hilchos Ishus, more likely, in Perek Gimel, he says what he says because it's in Hilchos Ishus, then it's in Hilchos Ishus because of what he says in Perek Gimel. Ah, but in a way, the answer to both questions, right, could mean the Magen Mishnah, just one more second, and the Kesef Mishnah, right, is in one fell swoop if what we're reading is correct. Namely, how would you say it?
The entire essence of Kedusha is the anti-Kedushin. So.
Kedusha is the anti-Kedushin, right? And probably that's what the word means too. Not necessarily Mizumenes, and not, of course, also anti-Kedusha, but also anti-Kedushin, right? And the point, as I said before, is it's not just, you know, B'shev al Tasa, it's a slap in the face. It's an attack on the institution of Kiddushin that is needed. This isn't an objective Maisa Isurei Bia. Some, I think the Minchas Chinuch maybe asked this question. Typically, in Isurei Bia, right, you need, you know, Chayve Lavin. For Chayve Lavin, you need Kiddushin and Bia, according to the Rambam, meaning Almana Lekoin Gadol, Grusha Lekoin Hedyot, right? Typically, to violate, there has to be Kiddushin and Bia. Here there's only Bia. Of course, that's the point, is that there's no Kiddushin. But how does it qualify for a typical, you know, Isurei Bia, right? It's not in the relation. The ones that don't have that, it's in the relationship. You know, a Chai Bekrisis relationship. So that's just a curiosity. But the Magen Mishnah's question, right, which is, you know, what about, why is Akum, there's no marriage? Great. And what about, you know, putting this in Isurei Bia? But the answer to all of them is, if this was a Mechayiv of Derech Znus, right, and it was really a Din in Isurei Bia, then Magen Mishnah's question is good, and the Kesef Mishnah's question is good, and then the Kesef Mishnah's answer would be more of an incidental, although it would be a curiosity, because, so why make that comparison, right? But if we take the view, which is the Rambam began Kodem Matan Torah and Mishnitna Torah, Dafka, because what he's trying to tell you is, everything I just told you about Kiddushin and why it's a mitzvah, and what that says about, you know, Ishus, and the Oser, which is a Matir, and so on, right? All of that is why Kedesha constitutes, by definition, Derech Znus, right? And it is a kumbase, slap in the face, to the institution of Kiddushin. So where does it belong? Of course, in Hilchos Ishus. And why is Bashuk and, you know, B'li Shiduchim, you know, invoking it in Perek Gimel, because it's here in Perek Aleph, right? It's not here in Perek Aleph, so it could be there in Perek Gimel. It's there in Perek Gimel because, you know, you know, in name only, paid fidelity to Perek Aleph, Halacha base, and therefore you're kind of govel, you're kind of on the borderline of Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. Ah, so if that's the case, of course, it's the Maisa itself, you know, it's not an Isurei Bia halacha. This is a Hilchos Ishus halacha. But for that same reason, we now have a non-Gzeiros HaKasuv answer to the Magen Mishnah's question. And that is, an Isha who is Mufkas from Ishus may very well, ironically, be Mufkas from Kedesha. Right? Because if there's no potential, again, it's worse in one respect, and therefore there's no alternative of Ishus, And if there's an alternative of Ishus, then... now, we could ask a similar question. So again, the Chumrah is its Kula to answer the Magen Mishnah's problem, which is, like, this is way worse, so how do we understand it? The answer is, it's not a threat to the institution of Ishus. So we could ask an interesting question also. You know, again, Minchas Chinuch ask, maybe we should ask, you guys should ask this question because you've already taken up the mantle of the Minchas Chinuch, right, and the Mishnah Malach. But, and what would you say about Chai Krisus, right, or other Chai Laban, but there are Ishus Chai Laban, even if they require Maisa Bia, like Amon Lekoin Gadol and Grusha, Lekoin Hedjo. It's an interesting question, and it is discussed, I believe, by the Minchas Chinuch. Like, what will be the halacha in those cases? You might be mechaleg. Again, chayve krisus is no tvisas kedusha, right? Although, again, the chinuch himself said that there was an iser lakadesh. So, lishitoso, it's an even more interesting question. In chayve lavin, right, there's a question whether there's an iser kedushin belibia, even though there's no malchus, but it's already usher to the kedushin ischal. We certainly understand why Akum, right, might be the right place to draw the line, because she's Mufkas Legamri. It's a different religion, right? You might say everybody who has Kedushas Yisrael is a potential mate, and the fact that it's Chai Bekrisus, that's more of a technicality. Or no, that's where you draw the line, or Chai Belavin is where you draw the line. But the point is, at least we understand, what the kind of subtle issue is here. And that makes all the difference. Yeah.
This question actually much stronger on the Ramban, who says that the whole Isser Kadesh is only when Kadesh was in Dovis.
Might be. We'll get to it. But I hear that. He doesn't. Yeah, because that's his definition of Znus and so on. But again, that also may be a Shior, and you still might be Mechalik, in my opinion, even for the Ramban, between Akum and Yisrael, where there's no Tvisas Kedushin. Right? Because Akum is just... What?
Is on the Hadar of Znus?
Yeah. In other words, you still might say, well, because there's Kedushas Yisrael, and if there's Kedushas Yisrael and there's Hafgas Kedushin, that really shows you that this is just a Toeva, kind of a relationship, and that's Znus. Whereas Akum, where the has nothing to do with the particular relationship, it's more of a broader Hafgah, then you might say that just doesn't qualify as nus. It's something just, that's a level of incompatibility. So I think the answer might be, there still might be an answer even for the Ramban, right? But I think for the Rambam, it's a davar pashut that that's the answer, even though I don't know where you draw the line. Yeah?
Rebbe is understanding the Kesef Mishnah is asking, when he says asking that, he's not just explaining why the Rambam is makdim the shtickle about Kodem Matan Torah. I mean, the point is that Kodem Matan Torah is Pogei Yishev Shok.
No, I don't think
it's
so.
It's Pogei Yishev Shok. That's for the Kedisha, so that explains why having Kedushin in the Shok.
I don't think so. Although that's an interesting read. I don't think that's what he's asking. I hear it, but no, I don't think that's what he's asking. I think he's asking, why is it here? Why isn't it, again, for the Ramban and for the Ravid?
I mean, he doesn't mention anything right? About Yisrael.
Right, I think that's what it means. Higdimo means that why is it here at all? Either way, it could be a similar question, but I don't think he's worried about the Hagdama of Kiyom. I think he means what to do with here. Otherwise, I've heard him ask it even more explicitly, if it helps. The question of Yisrael, and I think it's a natural, yeah. Put it this way, for the Ramban and for the Ravid and for Rashi and for Unklus, we'll discuss all of them. It certainly is a din in Isuri Bia and not a din in Ishus. Yeah, sure.
So the way that the Ramban points the question around, I think that's the Rebbe's point even more than Magen Mishnah.
Okay, go ahead.
Magen Mishnah never mentions anything about the priest's Kedushin. He seems to be thinking that it's just the inappropriateness of marrying an Akum that would lead us to think that's a kosher cane that Kedushin would have.
Right.
But the Ramah formulates it in terms of this Kedushin. It says that for something where Kedushin is not hopeless and Kol Shekin, there should be a problem with Kedushin.
Right.
It's not, it's,
Pumfa cared, because there's just no mix-up, and there's no... Yeah, very good. You have language? Just
I don't have
language. Oh. Go ahead, Isaac. Yeah. Right. Again, and he's emphasizing, because this is Nus, isn't it? And the Hayin Kedushat also like a shear in that, but that's not the Mechayiv. Right. And for the Rambam, that's the Mechayiv. That's why it's an Nukos Ishus. That's why it's echoing the first part.
Hayin Kedushat doesn't buy that. It's explaining why he must have the Kavanah for his Nus in that Kedushin.
Say again?
That's not just explaining why it must be that the guy has the Kavanah of his Nus.
No, it is. For sure. It is.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that the point that he raises is the Hayin
Kedushat Tosin,
right,
in order to defend his life. The Ha'in Kedushat Tosin,
right.
As part of the culture game. Yeah.
Is this why it's like Rabbi Spilly? Is this why Ram does mention Halacha Zayin, like the Isur Kedushin with all these three Bia? Because they're two different types of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go ahead. Just make that's yes, correct. That was going to be that.
It's called Kol Shasu Bia Sovator Vulachai Lavkari is Hani Kram Isuri Lavin. The O Nikram Isuri Kedusha Petitionin. The Ohain Amal Kangadal Grusha Ozon El Chalal Kedin Kangadal Kon Hedjo. And there's that you stole a bit Vassal Lamzer, Vassal Lamon Mavi, Vassal Sodaka Vrishvucha.
Yeah. So again, why isn't exactly? So this is a totally different. Oh. So the Ravid, what was the Ravid's take on the Rambam? Yeah, Eitan. The Ravid's take on the Rambam. Now let's just discuss the. Now we discussed the Rambam a little, but we only discussed the Rambam and the Chazisha so far. So now we'll continue. So what does the Ravid say? Number one, he disagrees. Ein kadesh ela mizumenes, right? V'hi hamufkeres l'kol adam. We'll discuss it. You're reading. You're saying it well so far. Ein ba. Go ahead. Read it just very quickly. Ein ba lo malkes. V'lo yisur lav, right? Yeah. So the first question is, how can the Rambam say this? Right? That's not what Kadesha is. Viharaya Pilagesh. Right? Okay. That's question number one. Okay. Then he has two deis about Pilagesh. Right? V'yei Svarim. Go ahead. That would, of course, eliminate a little bit that problem, because it would be Kiddushin and Pilagesh. Right? Those are two Girsos. Okay. Although Balok Suva then, you know, in both cases, Balok Suva looms large. We're going to discuss that. Go ahead. Mikomakom. Meaning, even if it's not true that you can prove Kadesha's limited scope from Pilagesh's wide heter, that's the first thing. The first point is like, what are you talking about? Kadesha can't be everything but, because Pilagesh, right, is matir a lot, so obviously Kadesha is very narrow. And even if you want to say Pilagesh is very limited, because it's a case of Kiddushin, so that part of the argument is not. Nonetheless, it doesn't mean Mikomokom eni sarlav alibnuzan. It still doesn't mean that Kadesha, it could be that Pilagesh is limited, and it could be that Kadesha is limited, right? That's what he's saying. Shim kedvarav, and then that's go ahead. Mefata. So that's a very important question, right? And that is, what do you do with pitui? Every pitui should be kadesha. There should be malchus, and if there's malchus, then there shouldn't be mum, right? That is the. So there are three points in the Ravid. One is that kadesha is mizumenes viharaya pilegesh, right? Number two, even if pilegesh is narrow, simply the connotation, the word he's suggesting, implies that kadesha is mufkeres mizumenes. And thirdly, what do you do with mufuta? Yeah, there was a question?
Yeah, and the Rambam really felt that everything outside the framework of Kedushin Suva
yeah.
wasn't the framework of he start off by mentioning a case of more prostitution?
Of?
Of prostitution. Why he start off mentioning a case where you...
Well, I mean, that, I mean...
you paid a woman that you love.
I mean, Kodamat and Torah?
The case he mentions is very specific.
Maybe he thinks that Dafka... You know, maybe
it
that's
sounds even... like a contrast to the way he started off out home, as opposed to like more of a specified relationship outside of Kedushim Suba. This is more prostitution oriented.
Or maybe we're just saying that even that would have been okay, because there wasn't an institution of Kedushim.
I mean,
and now, even quite less than that, because of the standards of Kedushim and how we are Magdir, Znus and Kedesha is unacceptable.
The contrast of Znus and what he's mentioning as the example.
Well, he's in both cases talking about what was acceptable behavior. Remember that, again, it's echoing Halach Aleph. So he's telling, he just wants you to understand that the standards of Bnei Noach and pre-Matan Torah are very different than Matan Torah.
Really,
so what he's really telling you is, pre-Matan Torah, even things that are even, you know, more jarring and unacceptable were considered to be, you know, a business transaction and not... morally, let's say, offensive, but Mishanit Torah, right? Not and we have introduced, you know, these controls that are intended to elevate this into a davar shebekdusha. So even anything, even something that isn't jarring, falls outside of these. I think that's a very, I think it's a very. From a literary point of view, a very strong way to make the point.
But wouldn't the point be weaker if you started with prostitution? Was
no, because he's trying to show... He's not just trying to show what's permitted or permissible. He's trying to show not just what's prohibited now, but like in Halacha Aleph, he's trying to show the sharpness of the contrast between pre and post and what the contribution of Matan Torah is. The sharpness of the contrast is enhanced by showing that even things that are... sketchy were permissible and didn't raise any eyebrows, and now even things that seem quasi-legitimate are sketchy.
It also raises the possibility that he's only knocking out the extreme. He's also
no, no, of course. I mean, that's, as we'll see, some notes that can't read it that way. But I don't think that the evidence supports that, both the Hilchos Ishus and the connection to Blishidach and whatever, as well as the other things. I mean, obviously, if you read it the other way, then that's how you would say, oh, I mean, again, the Ravid is saying, I think, you know, the Rambam should only, again, those some notes that Caleb emphasized the word L'shem Znus. L'shem Znus below Kedushin is the problem. It's not L'shem Znus. Then they're reading it the way you're suggesting. But if you ask me from a, is it a problem? It's not a problem. On the contrary, because the Rambam's goal isn't to emphasize what's usher now. It's to emphasize what a sharp contrast, you know, was introduced by Matan Torah. You went from the sketchy is legitimate to, you know, what most people would consider to be a long-term common wife, you know, law, you know, kind of situation, which is legitimate, is sketchy. That's great. That's the sharpest contract. Now, what do you do with Pilegesh, and what do you do with Pitui? That remains a problem. Now, the Rambam's own Hagdara... Sorry, did you have a question?
I don't really get the question for Pitui so much. Because
okay,
we just say, in a Hanami and a fair trip to Torah from home, we say, by full of Lavero.
Say that again?
Can we say, in a Hanami or Chayav Malkus, a fair trip to Torah from home, like we said, by full of
Well,
Lavero.
I mean, this is an issue, you know, Kablai Midrab Aminei, that kind of a question. You know, we're not learning the third parak of Ksuvus right now, but... The Gemara does discuss, you know, whether in Knossos generally, and then again, I think we talked last year. We talked, if I recall, right? When did we talk last year about it? I know. No, yeah, but no. It's more specific, when we talk about Motzi Shemra, we talked about the fact that Motzi Shemra is an exception to Kamlei B'Rabbi, but that's a special Gzeres HaKasim. But the Gemara does discuss in general whether Knossos we say Kamlei B'Rabbi Minei. And, you know, maybe that you would have made an exception for Onus and Pitui. But it seems from the Gemara that that we don't. So the assumption of the Ravid is that we don't. I mean, that there's no Malkus of Kadesha in the case of Pitui. And had there been, that there wouldn't have been Mamanus. But we'll see in a moment. I think the Rambam is very consistent about the Pitui. So we'll just see that in a second. So basically, the three questions, or the three points what is the Rambam's view about the Hagdara of Pilagesh? Avrami?
Below
Kiddushinu, below Ksu. Okay, like the first day in the rite. So because of that, it would seem on the surface to sharpen the Raivid's question, meaning Pelegesh applies even without Kiddushin. So the Rambam really has to explain how Pelegesh and Kadesha can inhabit the same planet, right? Or at least the same Mishnah Torah or Shulchan Aruch, right? So that's a very important question. What's the answer to that question? We've already mentioned it a little bit. Jonathan? He limits it, seemingly limits it to Melech. Okay? That's Perek Dalid. You have it there very quickly? Perek Dalid, Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam seems to limit it to Melech. Now, not everybody read the Rambam this way, just as not everybody read the Rambam the way I'm reading in Hilchos Ishos. I obviously feel strongly about it. I think it just is just much more compelling. But not everybody read the Rambam this way, including the Ramban, as I say, who will discuss his tshuva. But the Ramban in the tshuva says, what, you think the Rambam thinks that Pelegesh is limited to Melech? Did he ever say that explicitly? He applies Pelegesh to a Melech. You know, didn't say it's only a Melech, but it certainly does sound that way to me. Okay. You have it? Who did I ask? Yeah. Jonathan, go ahead.
Which
we'll discuss. Yesho Rishus Lasos of Pilagshim, Shelokeh Larmono, right? Tabochos, Ophos, Rakochos, and so on. Okay, good. So it sounds in the Rambam, Ramban's denial notwithstanding, we'll see how the Ramban reads the Rambam, that this is limited to Melech, which of course is a huge chiddush, because as Ramban says, where does it say that, you know, in the Torah or in the Halakha? Obviously it doesn't say it anywhere so explicitly that the Ramban or the Raivid, you know, would be bothered by it or even, let's say, know about it. The Raivid thinks this is a good question. The Ramban thinks the Rambam doesn't even say this, right? Maybe it's only also Drabbanan, whatever. So, according to the Rambam, where does it say it? What's the answer, Avram?
Nowhere.
What? Nowhere? Well, that's not a good answer. I mean, the real answer, you know, you're going to say isn't so much better, but, I mean, what's the right answer for the Rambam? Okay, that's a good answer. Right. In other words, the Rambam will tell you that it does say it explicitly in the Torah. It says ki kachish isha, and it also says that lo siya k'desha libnos Yisrael. Right? Which is two sides, according to what I'm saying, of the same coin. That's where it says it. Meaning, in Ochanami, the Raivid's question is, how can the Heter Pilegesh and the Iser Kadesha inhabit the same planet according to the Rambam? And therefore, since Pilegesh, right, is broadly Mutter, Kadesha has to be narrowly Asur, Bimizumenis, and Behefker, the Rambam says, you know, you're right about that, Raivid. You absolutely got right, except, you know, the conclusion is the opposite. In Ochanami, there is a problem. They are Kadesha and Pilegesh are Tartan Sasri. And since Kadesha is, right, the absence of Kiddushin, for that reason, Pilegesh, by definition, is a narrow Hagdara of Melech. Now, part of the proof of this is the role, and again, this just fits too well to be a coincidence, in my opinion, the role of... Who wants to finish the word? Did you want to finish the word? Sure? Take a stab at it. Because once I tell you what it is, you're just going to feel like, you know, yeah, of course. Maybe. Unless I'm putting words in your mouth. What's my question?
Yeah.
Ah. Meaning... What?
Your hands read.
It's like a pause thing. I got that. Okay, what did you want to ask?
according to what Rebbe was saying,
yeah.
where do we know the Matya for Melech?
Well, we know that there's a Parsha Pilagesh, right?
Yeah.
In the laws of logic, right? So if it's true that Pilagesh and Kadesha inhabit, have to be able to inhabit the same planet, and if the overwhelming evidence of your global conviction and understanding is that Kadesha means, you know, the absence, anything absent, pretty much, we'll see one other exception in a second, anything absent Kedushin is a Kadesha, right? Then the only way to explain Pilagesh is to limit it to Melech. Well, I mean, the stories in Tanakh are about Melech, mostly. Well, I mean, so again, what about a Shofate?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll talk about that. Maybe either there was a mistake and the Shofate was trying to be a Melech, which maybe had no right to be, or maybe it applies to a Shofate too. Maybe, what is it about a Melech? Maybe the Shofate, not Shofate, a judge per se, the leader, maybe has the same status as Melech here. But that's where the Rambam got it from, presumably. Because the questions that the Ramban asks are right on target, meaning where does it say it, and why should a Melech be different? We haven't answered that question yet, right? Meaning, even if it's true, let's say by induction we know, or by process of elimination, right? We know, since Kadesha is so wide, that we know that Pilegesh is so narrow, right? And therefore the prominent cases are Melech, right? But we still have to justify legally what, I mean, we read last week that the Melech is obligated in mitzvos and isurim, right? He even writes his own Sefer Torah, right? It has to be Ram Levavo. In some things we hold him to a higher standard. So he can violate Isurei Torah, Chalila, right? So why is it going to be different? So we still need to explain that. Hold me to that for the Rambam. I think the Rambam does explain it. Right, and we'll get back to it in a second. But before we get to that, do we answer the question somewhat?
My question.
Yeah. Okay. So now that you're no longer asking questions, so I said, how do I know that the Rambam thinks that there is this connection between Pilagesh and Kadesha, and that they inhabit the same, you know, that they somewhat, or what's a remez at least, not a proof positive. Say again? Excellent. Which one of those is particularly interesting and striking? What? No. Veloksuva. The Veloksuva, why?
Don't people argue on the idea of Veloksuva?
Yes, but the Rambam says explicitly, like the first day in the Raivid, that it's Veloksuva, Veloksuva. But let me ask you, what? So let me ask you the following question, okay? Pilegesh is below ksuva, below kiddushin? It depends how you read. It's two gersos in the Gemara.
It's also the Yusham in your infinity, you said explicitly.
Yeah. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph. I think we discussed this when we did ksuvas. We point out and discussed it a lot. And it's in the Yushalmi. What's that?
Rashi Ala Torah.
Rashi Ala Torah has this discussion, and Ramban Ala Torah, in Bereshis, calls him out on it. Right? So, okay. So, but let me ask a simple question, and that is, whenever somebody says, "Let me ask a simple question," you have to get concerned, right? So, if something is below kiddushin, right, is it necessary to say that it's also? Is it meaningful to say that it's below ksuva? On the surface, not. In other words, if the only difference between pilegesh and kiddushin, and Isha's Shel Kedushin, or Kedusha, is Ksuva, then that's very important. And in one sense, it gives greater prominence to the Ksuva, clearly. But according to the other view, which is below Kedushin and below Ksuva, there's another problem you have to contend with. And that is, having said the words below Kedushin, right, well, what's the significance of below Ksuva? Yet, the Gemara does describe Pilegesh as not having a ksuva, and according to the Rambam, it's below kiddushin or below ksuva, so that's important. Now, of course, there's an added element, which we're not going to go the whole topic of, which we did in the Zakhtamad Ksuvas, and which I've already alluded to, which is the Rambam Shita, which is that ksuva is, the details of ksuva are drabanan, right? And yet, The Rambam, as I mentioned, a few places seems to cite or invoke ksuva in Doraisa definitions. That's a strange thing. Not unheard of for the Rambam, right, which is good because it's consistency, but obviously when he does it very advisedly and very intentionally. It's almost like he's saying, right, and this I think clearly is the view of the Rambam, that ksuva, the details are drabanan, right, but it is a kiyum Doraisa. It reflects on the Doraisa. So when we say below ksuva u below ki, number one, it seems superfluous even if it was Doraisa. Number two, it's not even Doraisa. The Bishlam of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, you know, it, you know, so maybe that's according to the Mandamar, ksuva Doraisa. But if the Rambam holds ksuva Drabanan and he's still emphasizing it in Hilchas Malachim, that's a little peculiar. Okay, so that's point number two. Point number three, if the Rambam only mentioned ksuva, right, which is for points number one and two, strange, right? If he only mentioned it in Pilagshin, that would be one thing. But where else does the Rambam mention the absence of ksuva? Where? In Kadesha, right? The Rambam says, Lisa isha b'ksuva v'kidushin in the Koteret, and shelo yivol, right? Shelo b'ksuva v'kidushin, and that's a reference to Kadesha. And then in Sefer HaMitzvos, who has the line in Sefer HaMitzvos, Shin Nun Hei? Adam, you have it? Anybody have it open? Yeah, go ahead. Joey? Yeah, below ksuva, below kiddushin is a hagdara of Kadesha. Correct? Keep going. Well, no, okay, that's good. Then read, we're going to read the rest of the text in just a second. What is Ramban's ha'ara to that? Famous ha'ara? In the Hasagos? In Sefer Mitzvos, Shin Nun Hei.
He changes the whole mitzvah around.
Right, he has a different definition of Kadesha too, which we're going to get to. We'll talk about Ramban. We've already made a little reference to it, right? But whatever, Jesus Kedusha. But forget about that. I wanted just his on the Rambam's formulation. About the ksuba part. What's that? Yeah, exactly. You have the line, Joey? Go ahead. Exactly. So the Ramban says, what's he talking about? But the Rambam does this in the Koteret. Right, on the positive and the negative, interestingly, which also, by the way, of course, links Kadesha as the opposite of Kiddushin, right? And again, in both cases, what do you need it for? There's no Kiddushin anyway, and how could it even be true? It's only Drabanan, right? And then very explicitly in Shun Nun Hei, that's what Kadesha is. So basically, the Rambam uses the absence of, just one more second, the absence of Ksuva to define two halachic institutions, namely Pilegesh and Kadesha, which seems to be his way of saying that Pilegesh and Kadesha inhabit the same space, except they don't, because one is referring to a Malach, or a leader of some sort, and the other's not. Yeah, Moshe, go ahead. Okay, I mean, when he doesn't, it's not a problem. When he does, it's an issue. Meaning, in the end of the day, he, you know, it's an unbelievable chiddush to say that something, the details of which are drabanan, you know, figures into a hagdara doraisa. Okay, so he said it in the Koteret, then he said it in Sefer Mitzvot. Doesn't bother me that he didn't repeat it. If he'd repeated, I'd be happy. I'm not in the least bit. He doesn't have to mention it every time. Yeah. What do you mean? Oh, so again, l'shitasi, and I think you have to say this, is it's the details of the ksuba are drabanan according to the Rambam, right? So what the Rambam means is the principle behind the ksuba, something that addresses the concerns of the ksuba, right? Namely, something that will dictate shalotahei kala ve'enav lahotziya. And what does that really mean? I mean, it's good, Trask. So at the end of the day, it sounds like what the Rambam is saying is, what is a Pilegesh? A pilegesh is where there's no kiddushin, but also there's no ksuba, meaning her status is not protected. There's nothing that will safeguard this as a long-term a relationship that you can't walk away from casually, or at least you'll see in a moment, that he can't walk away from casually, per se. Okay. Kadesha is that as well. Yeah. I'll go around for the discussion.
The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha said that she's included in the...
Yeah. So let's talk about that. In addition, let's note two other things about the Rambam's view on Pilagish. First, in Dalid. Who was reading Dalid? Was it Jonathan? Yeah, just one more time and a little bit more slowly. Lokech mikol gvul Yisrael noshim v'pilakshim. Noshim b'ksuv v'kidushim pilakshim b'lo ksuv b'lo kidushim. Go ahead.
Ella b'yichud.
So first of all, b'yichud bilvad is interesting. You just should have said, he doesn't... What do you mean? He's lokeach b'yichud? Right? That's strange. It's a strange usage. And that... Keep going. Yichud bilvad, koneusa. Yichud is a kinyan? I thought the whole point is that pilegesh is a lack of kinyan, right? Umuteres lo. Meaning it's not just not usur, according to the Rambam. It's a kinyan, and it's muteres lo. How does the Rambam describe the introduced changes of Matan Torah in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis? Or was it Aleph? Misha Nitna Torah, go ahead. What? No. I'm talking about Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Beis. Go ahead.
Kevin Shnit in the Torah, Nitzavu Yisrael Shem Yirtza Ish Lisa Isha Yikne Osa.
What's a key word? Yikne Osa. Right? As we discussed, Ha'isha Nikne. Ha'isha Nikne only applies, according to the Gemara, to Kiddushe Kesef, which according to the Rambam is Medivrei Sofrim, whatever that means. And yet we start the Masechta with it, and yet the Rambam gives it unbelievable Yikne Osa. The same word, Yikne Osa. The Yichud Bilvad of the Pilegesh is Kone Osa, and not just that there's no Iser, but Muteres Lo. That's a legal status. Keep going. Avalahed Yod, Osir B'Pilegesh. Go ahead. Ella Bilvad. There's another Bilvad there. Achar Yiud, huh? What does Yiud have to do with anything? So the Rambam is basically saying there are two exceptions where there are two exceptions. One is Pilegesh of a Melech, but not therefore there's no Iser and, you know, Bidiyev, there's a Heter. But that's Kona Osa B'Yichud Umuteres Lo, and there's Ama Ivriya Achar Yiud. But a Hedyot is Osir B'Pilegesh. So in the tshuva of the, which we'll talk a little bit more of the Sheila Siavitz of the of Yaakov Emden, he says, you know, maybe the issue, you know, with Melech is that, you know, she's more, you know, there's less nus because there are consequences to her walking away. He says it in the negative. But if you look at the Rambam seems to say it in the positive. And that's why the Yiud example is a great example, too. What the Rambam seems to be saying is, Lu Yitzuyar, you could create a situation where Yichud Be'alma, meaning absent a full Kiddushin, right, you would have a Kinyan, something that formalizes the relationship, right, then maybe there would be a category, you know, in between Kiddushin and Kadesha. The problem is that anything but a Melech, for everything but a Melech, the Yichud is not a Kinyan, with one other exception. And that is Yiud of an Amri Ivriya. So the Rav also liked, or zeroed in on this comparison between Yiud, Amri Ivriya, and Pilegesh of a Melech. He just said, in a broader way, oh, you see that Yiud is chalos ishus of some sort without a ma'isa kedushin. And for what it's worth, that's absolutely true. But I think there's a bigger point here, and that is that in the framework of Avdus, meaning Ama Ivriya, right? So even absence of full Kiddushin, there's a certain legal framework and relationship, and Yiyud can be a Yichud Shigeshbo Kinyan. And the absence of Ksuva, while it still establishes that this isn't full Kiyum Ishus, because it's not Kalabe, it's there's no Shalote Kalabein of Lahotziya, but at least from her point of view, this is not a frivolous, casual relationship. In other words, maybe what the Rambam is saying here is that every Kadesha, even Mizumenes, in the end of the day, so Mizumenes is an Akrai, because there's nothing that stops her from walking away. There's nothing about the perception in terms of other people, right, that makes this relationship off limits. No one wants to start up with the Melech. It's understood that the concubine of the Melech has a certain status and stature, and that both for other people and for her, right, you don't take that frivolously or lightly. So it's certainly not Kiddushin, but at least it's not, because of the absence of Kiddushin, Kadesha. So, having said that, just one more second, I'll take all the questions. Now let's look at Avram. Gimel Beis, which is where the Rambam discusses Yudches Nashim, right? Liyarbalo Nashim, pasuk that we read again last week. So the Chazal darshaned, right, that there are 18 Nashim. And the question is, does that include Pilagshim or not? So what does the Rambam say? Yeah, and what does the Ravid say? Yeah. So the Ravid is totally Lishitaso, because according to the Ravid, Pilegesh is not a form of Ishus, a lesser form of Ishus. It's not a Kinyan. The Pilegesh is the same thing, it occupies more space than the Iser of Kadesha. It's a question of drawing line. Kadesha is fundamental znus mizumenes lehefkeros, and if you have an ongoing committed relationship, right, even though it's one which anybody can walk away from, husband or wife, easily, even if it's one that other people don't necessarily have to recognize, still that's called pilegesh. So of course that's not under the rubric of ishus, but according to the Rambam, that pilegesh is only for melech, not because a melech has different dinim and a special prerogatives. It's only a melech, right, whose yichud, right, has that kind of impact, whose yichud is a kind of kinyan. It's comparable to the yud of an amra ivriya. So that's a form of ishus as well. Interesting, just one more second, and then I'll take all the questions. Rabbeinu Yonah kind of understood it this way. Right, Rabbeinu Yonah is the one who wrote this query to his cousin, the Ramban, right? And but when he formulates the perspective that Pilagshim are limited to Melech, what does he say? Anybody have it? Yeah. So firstly, he says, right, this is Ost Sadidal. I gave this look at, right? Shar Gimel? Al Techalalas bin Chalaz no Sava Lotizna Aretz Umalaha Aretz Zima. Pirshab Oseinu, Kibal Kasav Lahazir Shaloyimser Adam Bito Labia Shaloli Shem Kiddushin. Right? Interesting. Meaning, he's adopting already the Rambam's type language. He's working with the Rambam, obviously. Bechenu Omer Velo Hutra Pilagshim Belo Ksuva. Ubelo kiddushim ela lemelech she masa mutelas al, exactly what Ella just read, a masa mutelas al abrios, and therefore is yichud is a chalos, it's a stature, right? It's not a trivial or frivolous relationship. It's something people recognize, right? It's something that, you know, even if it's a little more informal, is perceived as something real. Belo yiznu acherim ima al kein yichud amelech al pfagshim kein ishus. Wow. Al kala below bracha shtei asura al bala kanida? Right? You can't even say those words if you don't think that this is a form of ishus. Of course, it's a little ironic because Rambam, I think in our ksuvah days, we pointed out that, you know, the Rambam Tshuva doesn't take kalabla bracha sur labala kanida as anything more than a malitza. And again, in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud, you know, he's not into that part of it, you know, at all. But for Rabbeinu Yonah, applying it, that's how it goes. I'll go just around. Yeah, Isaac. Go ahead.
Are we sure that creation and Pelegis are different? Are different from each other?
I don't think they're different for a head yod. They're only different for.
Are they different? Is it two different here, or is it just the same thing?
I think it's the same thing. I think every Pelegis is a Kdesha, because except for a melech, because only a melech can have Isha, Sayyidei, Yichud, and so on. That's what we're saying. Now, I agree with the Ravid that they have to inhabit, but for the Rambam, that's the Makar, that it can only be because there's an Isha Kadesha.
Yeah, but when we were saying before that the Rambam includes Ksuba for both Kadesha and Pelegesh.
That's the part of the Hagdara.
But that's
because they do, because they are the same. Below Ksuva, below Kiddushin is a definition of Pilegesh, and it's a definition of Kadesha. However, in the case of a Melech, that is partially overcome by virtue of Emaso Aleha, Yichudo Havakinyan, and so on.
Also, is there a physical Asay of Kiddushin when the Melech takes a Pilegesh?
I'm not sure. I think it's a good question, and I'm not sure.
I thought we were saying that for that Kiddushin is not just to make it formal, but also that, like, you're injecting an oser before to get the nisuin. You haven't done that with, like, a...
Right, but maybe the melech is just an exception who, because he's able to have pull off a relationship which isn't just factually, let's say, more committed, but is formally and legally so. So I'm not sure. I hear the question totally, and I'm not sure. I still have to discuss pitui. Yes, I'll hold you to that in a second. Yeah.
Within Hokhtamot and Perikdan, when the Rambam says that Al-Had Yod Asr with Pelegesh, is that necessarily saying that his Yichud isn't Kona?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the reason why it's Asr.
In theory, Yichud could be Kona, but because of the Isser.
In my view, it's Kadesha. So that is Kadesha. There's no Ketusha, there's no Ksuva, there's no Ishus. And since I think if you put the Rambams together, it's very obvious that what he's saying is that this is Kadesha. Yeah.
So I'm not sure how this fits in, but regarding the connection between Kadesha,
yeah,
the Rambam talks about Yud, he calls it, like, first he says it's Hari, Kisha, or Ruso.
He says what? Right, because that's the Gemara has a debate whether Yud is the Suinosa or Erusinosa. We'll discuss Yud because it comes up in the Shakavataris in the first parak a lot. You know, is it the back, to what extent is it Erusin or Ishus for an Ama? Or is Ama just the framework and background which allows, you know, for a fourth method, let's say, of Kiddushin. So what you're pointing to in terms of the language of the Rambam is very important for that. But either way, what does emerge, and thank you for quoting it, is, again, so the Rav's idea is, no, Yud is also kind of an in-between. It's the result of Ishus, for sure. The only question is it Derech Erusin, or is it Chalos Erusin B'limaisa Kiddushin? And I think that those quotes are important for that. But at the end of the day, it is a Kinyan, and it creates a full ishus, and that's what's, So the fact that the Rambam's comparing that to Pilegesh, which he's also calling a kinyan, an ishus, and then in Paragimel is telling you is one of the Yudchas Nashim, I just think all fits perfectly. But very good. Yeah. Yeah.
Does that mean that Isser Pilegesh is attached to it as well? Because really, like, the Isher really is the same thing.
A Pilegesh for the Rambam would, for a Hedyot, would be, I believe, an Isser Kadesha.
Did Rishon read the Rambam that way as well?
I think the Rabbeinu Yonah did. The Ramban clearly didn't, but then the Ramban didn't read it that it was limited to Melech per se either.
Right.
But the ones who did read it this way, I think that they... Now, is there some... we'll discuss it. I mean, is there some possibility of finessing that there's still a little bit of a difference between Pelagish and Kadesh? Maybe.
I thought that Pelagish might... I thought this is what I understood Rabbi to be saying originally, that yeah. Pelagish is like the Ksuva corollary to what Kadesh is to Kedusha.
So no, but Ksuva... But remember that Kadesh is also below Kedusha and below Ksuva.
Kadesh is... Whereas Rabbi was saying that Kadesh is a slap in the face in the institution of Kedusha, but that's what Rabbi was saying, with it. Legesh is the sort of the corollary that's the slap in the face to the
suin. No, I'm saying more than that. Because according to the Rambam, both are defined as below Kiddushin or below Ksuva, equally. I mean, what the Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, and Nichos Malachim, is exactly what he says in the Koteret number 2 and in Sin and in Shin Nun Hei in Sefer HaMitzvot.
Is it possible?
It is possible to make such a chiluk. I just don't think that that's a shot in the Rambam.
Maybe when the Rambam says below Ksuva, below Kedushin,
yeah,
meaning one or the other, they both lead back to the Kol Matantar. You're doing things in a way that was once previously acceptable, but after Matantar,
right,
it's not.
Right.
So it could be that you might have Kedushin and not Ksuva, but the Rambam would still call that.
Right, I'm saying if you have people who the Rishonim, to say, like, well, let's go back. The Ravid says, I think Pelagish, you know, redefines the space of Kadesha. That's how he starts the Ravid, right? And since it's Mutter, obviously Kadesha is only usher in very limited circumstances, i.e., Mufkeris Liznus, right? And he says that because I think that they share the same definition, namely below Kedushin or below Ksuva. So if they share the same definition broadly and Pelagish is widely applied, then Kadesh has to be narrowly applied, right? And then he says, however, according to the Deya, even according to the Deya that Pelagish is Kedushin below Ksuva, which means they don't share the same space, because in one case it's Kedushin and the other case there's not, I still think that Kadesha, you know, is pretty narrow. That's how the Ravid goes. All I'm saying is, using that as a framework, the Rambam is agreeing with the first point of the Ravid, which is that they share the same physical space. They're both below Kedushin, below Nisun. Now, if you had a Rambam-like Shita that also felt that Pelagish was Kedushin below Ksuva, right, and that Kadesha was below Kedushin ubelo Ksuva, then you would get what you're describing, which would be a terrific phenomenon, which I'd be very comfortable with. Meaning one, an anti-Nisuin, kind of, or a Kedushin in name only, in a way, in terms of the guarantees, and the other, more of, there's one Pelagish and one Kadesha, both of which are problematic, but for slightly different reasons. But in the Rambam, I don't think it's true.
It would also be convenient because people aren't, you would expect that the Rambam is saying that Easter Pelagish, yeah, as Malchus and the Rebbe's reading, you'd expect more of the Rishonim to flag that.
No, I don't really, because I mean, for the Rambam, what what I'm saying is, like, what I, you know, kind of half facetiously said, like, where's the Makar according to the Rambam? You know, that Pelagish is only Melech. You know, so my answer was the fact that Kadesha, you know, has this wide meaning. So once that's true, it's not a problem that we don't repeat all the time that Pelagish lehedjot is b'malchus. Pelagish doesn't exist. There's no chalos. What I'm saying is, not that there's something called Pelagish which is also behedjot. Okay, the better way to say it, the more accurate way to say it, according to me, is for a melech, there's a chalos Pelagish. Because yichudo, because a muso, because of the staff, for various reasons, is konem. And it's perceived that way. And therefore, there's a chalos Pelagish, and therefore, it's not Kadesha. But for a hedyot, there is no chalos Pelagish. You don't need a makar to tell you that Pelagish is limited to Melech. There's no definition of Pelagish. Pelagish means a committed relationship. That's not defined by what the parties are thinking, how they feel about each other. That's objectified by the circumstances of their union. And in a non-melech situation, right, there's no such thing as Pelagish. It just doesn't register on the legal radar screen. So it's always Kadesha, so it's always Malchus. So you're saying, no, but don't you need to tell you that the Pilegesh Lahedyot is Malkus, or that Pilegesh Shalhedyot equals Kadesh? No. Because the bigger point is that a Pilegesh Lahedyot is Lo Shema Pilegesh. It's not that Pilegesh is Asura. It's not Pilegesh. It's Kadesha. It's only one. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, what's that? I said I'd go around. So. But let's, ooh, it's got so late. So many people, so many questions. You lost your space. Go ahead. You'll tell me the Tikkuni Zohar later. I'm joking. Yeah, yeah. That was a low blow. Yeah.
According to the Rishon, we don't read Rambam as this broad definition of Kadesh, and instead viewed as really similar to the Rabbi, I guess, as Karadatma. Is a way that you'd read this halacha in Malachim Dalad Dalad as a Durabbanan din of Isra Pilekesh Lahedyot?
Some people think that, yes. Yeah, well, I'm going to go through very quickly when we finish. I want to finish this up on Tuesday, you know, this topic, if we can. Because I still want to talk about Unkelus and Rashi and Ramban and so on. And I still have to talk about Pitu. I'm going to tell you what I think about Pitu now so you can think about it and then, you know, can stir up all the questions, you know, and right for the next beginning of Tuesday, instead of just like, you know, surprising you and catching you off guard, you know. So I will just document very quickly some alternative readings, both for Aleph Daled, as we've noted, and for Narab Sula, and for Malach. Yeah, some people think Drabbanan.
And work together, meaning if you view it as more narrow by the sort of in the Kishas about location, you have to explain this as well.
Right, but again, you'd have to say that we're, the emphasis in Aleph Daled is the Znus part. 100%. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now I really have to call on you because I took
it's
that low blow.
Not
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I have Zohar credentials, as you know, so it's not like anything personal. Right? We discussed the other day.
Right, I wasn't even going to mention the Pinizar because I assumed Rabbi was holding his
hand. Yeah. Oh, sure.
But yeah.
It's in the family blood, you know. Yeah.
So the Rambam helps him a lot, and I thought maybe this could work well with what Rabbi was saying. But he says at the end, there's two gifts here. But he says, the Yishlo, Rishus, Pasos, Pilakshim, Tokat, Larmana, Tfachos, Vofos, Verachos. So there's the Frinkel has only the Yishlo, Lasos, without the Rishus. So I was wondering if the idea is that. As part of making the Pilegesh to Melech closer to like an Ishus, right? There's Shaitas that relationship not just being about Bio, which is would be the
Pilegesh,
but
a wider
like be the housewife, take care of the Rakos and the Tafkos and the
scolding
and the
diapering. As long as we understand that that's not all there is, you know, in that relation.
Yeah. But no, it's like
you're saying in addition to the ex.
I'm asking you the question and answer.
In addition to the, I understand. In addition to the existential, me too. That's why I add that. It all stays. In addition to the existential bond, of course.
Right.
The Vedavik Vishnu. Okay, yeah.
Just to clarify, are you saying that Pelagish Ramelach is a Hesher Kadesha or it's a type of Ishus?
I'm saying it's a type of Ishus. It's a Kinyan. It's not full Ishus, but it is a Kinyan and a type of Ishus, which is what he says in both places. And because it, as he says, it's a Kenyan, and therefore it's a heter, not just a heter, but a heter.
So does he have all the halachas of Ishus? Can he marry two Pilagshim or sisters? Mahazir, Pilagsho?
Probably not. We don't know, but it's certainly not. That's an interesting, again, Minchas Chinuch esque question to ask, but I don't see any question in it. Meaning it isn't, no one says that it's Ishus. It's the B'li Kiddushin and B'li Ksuba. So then you would have to ask the question, can you not have a Kinyan relationship if it isn't an Ishus relationship? You know, with... that's an interesting question.
Right,
I understand. We don't have so much information in the Rambam, but it's a legitimate question, for sure. The more you want to build up... Again, we know the Yudches Davar, not Yudches, Yudches Nashim, so that's something. But in terms of Krovim... and so on, and other kind of issues. Let me ask a different question. That is, okay. Actually, I'm going to hold off on one more because I want to tell you what I think about Pitui. Jakey, did you have a question? No. We're good? Yeah.
Yair Malik says
The who?
Yair Malik Al-Attar says that it's...
In Sanhedrin.
Yeah, he says Pilagus is included in the Yitzhak as well, even though below...
That?
Pilagus is included in the...
Like the Rambam.
Like the Rambam.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, he knew the Rambam, but yeah, 100%.
I want to confuse you. Going back to what you were talking about, Yehud, isn't the whole understanding full on whether
Is
think that what?
Like the whole discussion we're having about Yeyud, whether it's Kedushas or not, or whether there's something that's called, isn't that just telling on whether most Rishonas were given Kedushas or not?
We'll get to it when we get to it. Either way, everybody agrees that Yeyud is Ishus. Whether or not, I mean, what I said about how you there's a question how to look at Yeyud, you're saying, is that connected to the question? Of course it's connected.
No, what I'm saying is
but we'll see whether it's Talui or it's, I mean, it's suggestive that there might be a connection to that problem. The more, put it this way, the more typical the Yeyud is as an Erusin, like most Rishonos L'Kiddushin Nitnu, the easier it is to say there's not so much Kiddush in it. By the Rambam comparing it to Pilegesh, it sounds like it's a little more Mechudash. But we'll see when we get to, I don't want to preempt our discussions of Yeyud. It comes up because the Gemara, you know, does all these pirchas back and forth and so on and so forth. So when it talks about, you know, Kiddush Yeyud and Amma Ivriya and so on, is that real Ishus? Is it a satellite Ishus? We'll get to it. That's a very legitimate point. I just don't want to try that case yet. So what about Pitui? Let's just finish up. So we still have to look at the language of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and in Yad HaChazaka. In particular here, we should just look at the language. Just, I'm going to take one more minute of your time and just tell you what I think. And then, but both Sefer HaMitzvos and Nara. Who has Nara open? Jakey, you have it? Since I didn't get a question from you, which is totally fine. Read Nara, if you don't mind. A very fascinating read, right? Both this and Sefer Mitzvahs. Go ahead. Yeah, very long Rambam. When there's a long Rambam, there's something going on, right? Rambam isn't verbose by nature, right? This is a very long Rambam. Go ahead. Aniomer, does the Rambam ever say that, practically? Sometimes it says Yerali. Rambam said, tells you that when he says Yerali, he's saying something mechudash. He was not saying Yerali, but he's saying Ani Omer. Very rare for the Rambam to start off with Ani Omer. It means he knows he's addressing something that needs to be addressed, and he knows that he is taking a stand, right? A global conviction-rooted stand, but a stand nonetheless. He's not saying, oh, this is like a Dabar Pasha. Okay? Ani Omer, go ahead. Sorry. Meaning, this could just be viewed, you could read the Torah's treatment of Onus and Mefata and come away thinking this is all about dollars and cents, correct? Which would be a very problematic way to look at this, and there would be consequences, right? Go ahead, Jakey, go ahead. Kach Nemar. Ah, now the word mikra here is very important. I'd give that a double underline. I'm not suggesting you actually double underline. That's up to you. But I mean, in theory, this is the shahadavar b'she'ira hadavar mikra, right? Shelo midasavia velo hichina atzma lekach. These are critical words. No matter what, they're critical words. Especially because we know that the Rambam is under pressure. Meaning, right? The Ravid's question from Pilegesh we addressed. That seems to work kafta b'perach in the Rambam, pretty much. Right? But the Pitui question is a very strong problem. Okay? So now the Rambam is saying something about Pitui. Mikra, shalomi das avia. Keep going. Shadavar zeh. Ovet tamid veino matzoi. Ben mihu. Okay, again, he's more unfortunately emphasizing the pragmatic problems than the emotional or conditional. But that doesn't bother me. That's fine. That's a greater common denominator. But either way, keep going. V'hamechin bito lekach. Again, these words that he keeps repeating. Go ahead. Kadesha. Ooh. Meaning, isn't this important? The Rambam is addressing the Ravid's question. Right? He is telling you, before the Ravid ever asked it, in the context of Pitui, the Rambam is asking, and is addressing the question, why isn't every case of Pitui Kadesha? The answer is because you're not Mechen Bitalakach, she's not Muchenes, it's Mikra, it's Shalola Dasavia, it's Loichina Atzmalakach. Keep going. Again, those words. Rezu Kadesha. Yisr Kadesha. Beritzona. Pitui is only Ktana. So what's the Rambam saying? Again, look at the read the Ravid for a second. Amar Avram. In a way, the Ravid is Lashitaso, but maybe he's even more extreme here. Is he saying that even Mezumenes and Mufkeres is not a Kadesha unless it's Omeda, formally Omedes Bekuva Shalzon, meaning unless it's like a professional kind of a thing? Is he going even further? That's another place to draw the line if you want to limit Kadesha, right? Hard to know, but keep going. The Chen Omer B'Sifrei. Yeah. Okay. So what's going on with this Rambam? Read the, if you don't mind, just for a second. No, I really shouldn't do it because it'll keep it too long. Okay, we'll read next time the language. Do we have another minute or not? Right. No, no one wants to leave without reading the Rambam. So that's right. Hey, go ahead, Jakey, do it. Shin Nun Hei, just very quickly. And then I'll tell you what I think it is. This is the mitzvah of Kadesha. Right? Lo siya Kadesha b'nei Yisrael. Yeah, again, totally consistent language of the Rambam, right? Go ahead. V'cheno moseris atzma shelo l'shem ishas. Ushma mimeni, right? Lama kefel lav zeh v'zeh loshon, right? Yeah, go ahead. Hunes. He's addressing it in Kadesha now. Right, he addressed Kadesha in Mefata. Now he's addressing Mefata in the context of Kadesha. Right? Shabo Basula, Benya Mefata O Ones. No Malkus. So he's clear about that, right? Eleknas Mamon Levad. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Terrible thing, right? He's gonna commercialize. Go ahead. There's that word again, remember? Mikra? Right, which appeared in Ilkhus Nara Basula, Kishe Yikra, right? Meaning it's a happenstance. Okay. Yeah. Ubahaskama, which is what he said before about Hachana, right? Ein derech lazeh. Baharaya bazeh, hatam. Willis is nards, malay arts, zima. Lo yikra elamaat. That means it doesn't occur. Bibhira bahaskama, right? These are important words, right? Yarba Zevi's Pashit Ba'aretz. Again, he's being more pragmatic in the Tamei Mitzvos here. I don't care about that so much. But Bezet Tam Yafa Ma'od Meshubach, Bezet Pasuk Uhnaut L'Kol Ma'ashes Kuru Chachamim Ma'ashes Kimo Lav Hadinim Hatorim Bezet Lav Klomar Lav Dipnuya. That's how he characterizes Lav the Kadesha, is Lav Dipnuya Lokin Alav. So what is this? basically, I'll show you how other people read it differently. But what is the Rambam really saying? Pitui is the old Pitui Ktana is the only head yoke example that isn't Kadesha, because it's by definition al pidin akroy bialmo below das. Right? She's not a bas das. There's no hakana and haskama. The issue for the Ravid, for the Ramban, for other Rishonim, is like, you know, is this a committed relationship, a long-term relationship? Is it just promiscuity? Right? For the Rambam, all that is beside the point. What's important is this a an akroy bialma, which doesn't challenge Ishus? It's more like a, it's not a slap in the face to Ishus, it just happened. Or is this something that is deliberate, that was, you know, planned, that registers as a challenge? That's what the Rambam keeps emphasizing. Is there Bechira? Is there Das? Is there Haskama? She's a Ketana. Right, you know, it's a Kroy. So let me just ask one other question. I think that's the pshat. That's not Kadesha. That's not a challenge to Ishus. It happened. Terrible thing happened. But there's one other element, and that may be part of it too. And that is, just one second, and that is, what's the din of Pitui? What does the din of Pitui include? What? That he has to marry her. Right? In fact, remember the Rambam in Nara Basula? Right? What is the Rambam in Nara Basula? Again, the old Ksuvas people know it. Not old Ksuvas people. Meaning old Ksuvas people. Right? What is the Rambam? I made allusion to it the other day. The other case where the Rambam seems to acknowledge Ksuvas Doraisa is the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Nara Basula. What's that about? What? Yeah, exactly. And he marries her. So the Rambam says he gives her a Ksuvas Basula. So the Mishnah Melech says, that's in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. So the Mishnah Melech says, where does he get that from? She's a Ba'ula. She's Ba'ulas Atzmo. But how does the Rambam know that? So the Mishnah Melech says, maybe gets it from Maryam Arena Lalisha? Right? They said, but he can't interpret the words Maryam Arena Lalisha. That's how Rashi interprets. Maryam Arena Lalisha, Rashi says, marry her with a ksuba. Right? My point was, if I were to tell you should marry somebody with a ksuba, or you should marry somebody, I'm going to tell you that you marry them with a ksuba? Maryam Arena Lalisha? There are other ways to say that. But it's worse for the Rambam, because if the Rambam holds a Ksuvas Drabanan, right? So, Bahar Yamarena Leisha, the words of the Torah. So the Mishnah Melech says, maybe that was what was Nahug then. So it's like, you know, the Near East thing. Don't get too excited or upset. Meaning, oh, that's what they did then. Fine. He says, can that be? But of course, I don't know that it's not, but I do know that if it is, then it only means the following. Okay, let's be careful. Meaning, this is what the Rambam's Lashitasa, meaning, the concept that marriage includes an element of mutual respect, of long-term safeguards and security, right, so that there can be a reliance, you know, and a sense of security in this relationship. That, according to the Rambam, that's the Rambam Shita the Ksuba. That part of Ksuba is the Raisa. How it expressed itself might be different in different eras, and what people did in the time of Matan Torah may be relevant, but not what it did coincidentally, what they did that really signifies the Yesod Doraisa. So what really happened in Pitui? He disrespected her, he took advantage of her youth, right? So what does the Torah say? He has to compensate her, or her father, for her, and he has to offer to marry her. And he should marry her in a manner, right, that belies the way that he started his relationship with her. I mean, he started off by trivializing her, by exploiting her, right? So what does he got to do now? He's got to marry her in a respectful manner, meaning, mahar yimarena lali isha. So the Rambam's global understanding, that's got to be a ksuvas besula, even though she's a ba'ula, because he made her a ba'ula. Right? So why am I telling you this? How does it fit in to what we're saying here? So the pitui, right, is the one exception to Kadesha, because she's willing, but she's really, does it depend on whether pitui ketana ones? Not technically, but it's also not irrelevant either. Meaning, by definition, it's akroi because she's a ketana. And by definition, you know, it's not a, on the one hand, it's not a challenge to the ishus, because even if she was bidas, she's a ketana, and it was akroi, and it was no achana askama, and it doesn't register as a challenge. But at the same time, part of the story is that he has to offer to marry her. That's part of the tikkun. Yeah.
If you're paying that mass, that means you're not marrying her. So why wouldn't that be an acceptation?
No, what I'm saying, that's the akrai part. I'm just saying, you have these are the alternatives, right? You are either going to pay her, right? But it's not kedusha, or you're going to be metakein in this other way. I'm not saying that, you know, what he did is not offensive. It's offensive because he bypassed ishus and because he exploited her. The chatchila is that he offered to marry, right? Because in a way, there's an element of kedusha here. It isn't the full kedusha because it's not bahaskama, bebechira, bedas. And therefore, it's ba'akroi, and therefore there's no malchus.
Isn't it those requirements are for the definition of kedusha, or just for the malchus?
Say that again.
Isn't it that those are for the definition of what kedusha is?
No, so don't call it kedusha. But well, I don't care if you call it kedusha. What I'm saying is, it just misses being kedusha.
No, I'm saying.
I just don't think. I'm adding, is that the suggestion that he offered to marry her, and especially according to the Rambam, that this is defined by the words mohar yomarena lo leisha. Happens to be, on the one hand, this is the one case where we don't consider this to be kedusha, put it this way, and even then there is the lechatchila of trying to overcome or compensate for the fact that this wasn't done in the proper way. However, absent that, if the choice should be, she has the right to demand an ishus, and if not, there's not going to be malchus because it's not ba'akra. It sounds in the Rambam like that's a requirement to be defined as kedusha, technically, but that may be because every kedusha also gets malchus. I mean, the way it sounds in the language is not kedusha. In both cases, both in Sefer Mitzvos and in Yana Chazaka, the Rambam is telling you this isn't kedusha, this is pitui, which is his response or anticipated response to the Ravid, who's saying your view of kedusha doesn't allow for pitui. The Rambam is addressing that. What I'm saying is he's addressing it in a way and saying this isn't kedusha, and therefore there's no malchus. But I'm just saying, is it a coincidence that there even then there's a chiyuv, because it's still outside of ishus? Is there an Isra say of Kiyikach, and therefore there's, maybe, I think there are different ways to say it. I don't think it matters so much, and I don't think we can know so much, but I think the basic idea is absolutely perfectly crystal clear. Okay, I'm going to stop here, think about it. I want to speak a little more about it, and then I want to show just how other people read the Rambam, and I want to speak about what Kadesha means for Rashi, Unklus, Ramban, Ravid, quickly though. To try to finish up on Tuesday, and then we'll start going straight from that place.
Thank you.
How does her being a Christ make it a peace not malchus?
Because I think it just means it's not a challenge to. You just look at the whole, as long as one of them is a cry, that's not.
In theory, a girl being an honest guy, that also wouldn't be a designation for the girl?
And that all pidin is not called. It may be a mechuar thing, but that's not that's not a Hagdara.
It just doesn't have a lot of definition.
Right. It doesn't have that definition. This is the only way to have this particular. What I'm saying is, it also doesn't matter how sophisticated she is, or whether in this particular case it was Mechin, or in other cases of Kadesha, there wasn't Mechin. What I'm saying is, what the Rambam is working hard to explain here is that this is an Al-Pidin, meaning the circumstances here are Koveya. This isn't the challenge to Isha's.
This interpretation really is generating a circumstance where the Isha would be labeled as Kadesha.
I don't know whether I'd formulate it that way, but it comes out that way. Yeah. Well, we'll talk.
The
this is the only option.